Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hi, so Abby, it was a couple of days ago that got a DM that really made her look sideways, like, is this even real?
Yeah, it's so weird. I've been talking about traveling abroad pretty recently. I'm going to Ireland in September, which I'm really, really excited about. And ever since I brought it up, I've gotten a lot of DMs of people being like, I feel like your guy is over there. Like, I have gotten probably 15 messages from different people saying the same thing. And then when I talked about it on air a couple of weeks ago, even more DMs, like, I felt the same way, but I didn't want to DM you. I felt like that would be weird. And so then, you know, I kind of brushed it off because I'm like, these are just people trying to hype me up. That's so sweet. And then I got a DM from somebody who says they're a psychic medium that says that they had a dream about me meeting somebody abroad and they think that this person might be my soulmate.
Can you set up, of course you can. You can set up your Hinge or Bumble for where you're going, right, in advance. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to, you could set these up before. Are you letting the universe take over?
Well, I think the thing here is you got to let the universe take over, because in the dream where she described, it wasn't like, and then I saw you alone at night on a Friday, drunk off of red wine, swiping on some guy named Padraig, going to go meet some guy at a bar in Dublin. She said that I was going to meet them at like a market or something, and it could be that you meet them at a market, or maybe it's symbolism for something, but she seems to think that that person is waiting for me somewhere across the ocean.
So we don't know if this person is legit or not. Do they have a gift? Do they not have a gift? But we know you better than that psychic does.
So, Abby, each one of us has come up with a psychic reading for your dating life.
Is it really psychic if you're making it up, though?
It is psychic. I tapped into my medium and psychic capabilities, and I see this in your future.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Better be good.
Yeah, I did the same.
Okay. All right, Abby. The year is 2025. You're walking in a park on a beautiful day. Spring is in bloom, and so is love. There's a man.
Oh, thank God.
He is tall.
Thank God, twice.
Has blue eyes and brown hair. He smiles, and you smile as you walk past him. When you pass him, you notice an item on the ground. You pick it up and turn to yell, "Hey, is this yours?" He doesn't hear you. You jog towards him and tap him on the shoulder. He turns around, his blue eyes piercing into your soul.
Ooh.
He takes out his earbud and you say, "Hey, did you drop this?" You hand him his Quiznos punch card.
Is Quiznos even open?
I don't know. He says, "Thanks." He would be so bummed to lose this because he's so close to a free sandwich. As a thank you, he asks if you'd like to walk with him to the nearby coffee shop. You have the time, but you opt to tell him you can't and wish him well and walk away.
Oh, so I'm mysterious in the future.
You don't look back. But then you feel a tap on your shoulder. It's him. He asks for your number to maybe grab that coffee at a later time. You oblige. He texts you that day.
Prompt.
And you're engaged the following year.
Wow.
Yay!
Pretty in-depth reading right there.
That's actually probably more accurate than the one I got from the Ireland. I do go for walks in the park. There is a coffee shop nearby.
I know.
The Quiznos thing might be the most unrealistic thing out of all of them.
I had to throw something in there.
Mo, you have any guts? Your spirit's telling you anything?
Well, in full transparency, I, in the vein like what Abby said, felt like if I gave you a reading for myself, it would be made up. So what I attempted to do, just because I was curious, was put it into ChatGPT.
I knew it.
And
this is the radio equivalent of, can I copy your homework? I'll change a few things.
However,
when did you put this into ChatGPT?
Yesterday.
Okay.
I took a picture of the results. No, it wasn't. Now, I found the one thing that apparently ChatGPT cannot do, because it tells you As an AI language model, I don't have the ability to perform psychic readings or predict specific future events, but it did, however, give you five things that it thinks you need in order to actually find a successful relationship.
Ooh.
So I can give you a psychic reading or I can give you this advice. Wait, which one do y'all think would be
better? We can do advice, since apparently I'm going to meet Mr. Quiznos at Chastain.
Okay, so number one, it says you need to engage in self-reflection. It says encourage Abby to spend time reflecting on what she truly wants and needs in a partner, and this will evolve into thinking about your values and interests. It says openness is number two. Encourage Abby to remain open to new experiences and meeting new people, and stop only giving them one date. I added that part. I didn't say it.
That's going to be a note for me. We're going to keep it to one date.
Number three is communication. Emphasize the importance of clear and open communication in relationships and encourage Abby to express her thoughts, feelings, and expectations honestly. Number four is self-love. Remind Abby to prioritize self-love and self-care. Building a strong sense of self-worth and confidence will attract positive and healthy relationships. And lastly, number five is patience. Remind Abby that finding the right partner often takes time and patience. Encourage her to enjoy the journey and not rush into anything prematurely.
Mm, sounds like a lot of hard work that I don't want to do.
All right, Abby, I do have a psychic reading. It's coming from within.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the spirits. These are not my thoughts. The spirits are just using me as the vessel.
And the spirits also whispering, Quiznos, Quiznos.
No, no, no. My spirits are on a low-carb diet. And they're lactose intolerant. They can't handle the cheese on that stuff. The spirits are telling me that the number 33, you will not find your ideal man until you're 33 years old.
33?
Yes. The spirits are telling me, enjoy dating now. But just know that none of them will be right until you are 33 years old.
Look at her face.
Okay.
Jesus was dead by then.
So will your love life be. It is also telling me that at 33 years old, when you meet this man, he will match almost perfectly for you.
Oh, that I can.
Great personality.
Okay.
Makes way over six figures, loves to travel, went to UF, and he's 5'3 and a half.
I knew it.
You said he was perfect for me? Sorry, what?
He's 5'3 and a half. So he's perfect. All you got to do is get used to kissing down.
I reject all that.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.